Glenn and Gross up the left wing side. Here's Jerry Power moving right in. Scores! Jerry Power and the Olds Grizzlies in 4-on-4 hockey take a 1-0 lead in Canmore. A minute 22 into the first period as Power picks it high glove side.
I was about to say the Canmore Eagles speed on display with Gerald Pinchuk, but how about Jared Power gets past his man and takes off like a rocket, and the shot leaving his stick just as fast. Top corner, Jared Power, a great start to this game. You're 4-on-4, and the Grizzlies grab the lead.
Joined by Jared Power, a Grizzlies scoring force here in the playoffs, particularly getting things going on the right foot versus the Canmore Eagles in round one. Just how much of a boost do you think it gave your team as you were able to open the scoring a minute 22 into that series against a team that you hadn't been able to beat all season long?
Yeah, no, obviously it was good. We kind of didn't really know what to expect. Rookie, same thing, didn't really know what to expect. Yeah, it was good. I had the opportunity, so I'm going to put it in the net if I have it. So, yeah, it was a good start, and we just kind of built off that, and we all kind of stuck together and bought in right away.
And again, after the players that were here last year had to go through a tough stretch to end last season and unable to pick up a playoff victory, to come right out of the gates in game one of the playoffs, get a win, and be able to have that as a backup to the character over compromise kind of motto that you guys had this year, just how important was that in getting the ball rolling the right direction in Canmore?
Yeah, I think even throughout the season when we play them and we have a tough overtime loss or something, coming in, we felt pretty good about ourselves, and the belief was kind of a big word that we would say on the bench a lot, knowing we can do it and we're staying right with them, and just kind of everyone, yeah, like I said, everyone bought in, and we just kind of took it over right away.
Everyone has a role on the team, especially when you've got one that, like this one that during the season was trying to find a way to build wins together and pick up goals. When you came in and were able to, you know, be able to light the lamp as you did when you first got here, just how much do you think that, I don't know if it's a bravado is the right word, but you know, your confidence was able to help this team be able to find a way to get goals and get wins and be a part of it?
Yeah, no, obviously it was good. From Bonneville, I didn't get that opportunity. So as soon as I came in here, I got on line with Smith and Thompson right away. So right away, those two guys are going to help you out tremendously. And they just got, we worked really well right away, and I had the opportunity. So I kind of always had the confidence I can do it. Just kind of need the opportunity with Dana right away. Gave me a perfect opportunity for my kind of style of play. And, you know, I had a lot of really good guys working around me, so it went well.
As that series progressed, obviously Ben Giesler became the MVP for you guys. He didn't have a win in his final 17 games during the regular season. What do you think led him to play the way he did in that series for you?
Okay, I didn't know that stat, but yeah, I think emotions would take over, especially the 20-year-old in the playoffs. It's just you're going on emotions and you're just putting everything on the line, nothing to lose. And I think he kind of was in his own world there, and no one really bothered him, and he was just doing his thing. So kudos to him. He played unbelievable, and without him, we probably wouldn't be here right now.
Your line in that series obviously had some great moments as well. You had a beautiful setup for Joel Ray's first playoff goal. He was able to join you and Chase Olsen there. Just how nice a fit were you guys together? And obviously, you know, do have the chance to come back next year and potentially be together as well.
Yeah, obviously when Joel came in, we got put on a line right away, and we started practice creating chemistry, talking, little plays that we would do, and it just seemed to click right away. In Canmore especially, it really started to put in the puck in the net and build our chances. So yeah, I know he's a heck of a player. He worked hard every night here, and he wouldn't care who he's going up against. He's going to the corner. So that's the kind of guy we're excited for next year to come in. And same with Chase. You know, nothing but good things about him. He's the leader that you want, and he's the guy that will go to end of the world for you. So two good, really good guys to play with.
As you had your 20-year-olds continue to perform throughout that series. Landon Gross wound up getting two game-winning goals. Austin Holmes, obviously, very selfless, moving back to play defense this season. And James Gaughan playing his role there, all in support of Giesbrecht as the goaltender. And obviously, Tyr Thompson with a tremendous tying goal in game three of that series. What do you take away from that group of graduating players?
Yeah, kind of after the game, we all had, or they all had their little say in the words. And you can just tell by the emotions of like a guy like Gaughan. He's been here for three years. You could tell what it really meant to be in this program. And same with Homer. He did everything he could from defense, the goalie, or I guess he could have been goalie if he had to. So, you know, he had everything. And then Gross, same thing, kind of led the offensive chances for us. And then Ben, obviously, was our guy for, you know, the playoffs, and he was the one that was really kicking for us and helping us out. So you can take a little bit of every single one of those guys of what they brought, and every single day, you know, coming here, and it's a privilege to play junior hockey, and, you know, they really showed that. And then even after tonight, we kind of really saw, especially us young guys, to, you know, how privileged we are to be here, and kind of steps to look forward to, and to kind of take their shoes in and keep working hard.
Next season, you had some players, including obviously you guys, but maybe some of the younger players that stood out to you that you think have really grown throughout, you know, picking up these playoff wins this year.
Yeah, obviously Joel coming in as an AP after his season was done in Red Deer. But I think that Greenwood, Orban, and Ginterline, you know, unbelievable. They create chemistry. They were always working. They hang out all the time together. That's probably why they're doing so well. So I guess Ginter and Orban, those guys are creating a lot of stuff, and they don't even look like rookies out there sometimes. They're always working hard. They're playing penalty kill. They're doing everything they could as a rookie too. So that just means so much more for coming in as a veteran next year for them. So yeah, I'm excited for them to come in and have a much bigger role.
Yeah, and obviously so many rookies on the team this year, and I guess the moment that'll stand out will be that tying goal for Tier Thompson, and then Gross winning it. You know, what was that like for you, and what will you remember about game three here at home?
Yeah, obviously I was on the ice for Tier's goal, and you know, I've never seen that place go so loud and everyone jumping up, and it just shows that we have so much support for that, and then that everyone knew right away we can do it. We had the confidence, we had the town on our side right there, and then the breakaways from me didn't really matter, just giving the fans a show, and then Grosser finally puts it in, and no better guy than Grosser. He's been our offensive guy all year, and no better chance for him to put it in right there.
The win moved you on to take on the Brooks Bandits. This series, it's three times now in the last 6 years where the Grizzlies have pulled off this upset or these types of upsets, and then had to meet the Bandits. Just in a couple words, you know, what did you see from Brooks, and you know, where would you like to be next time around where you get another chance at them?
Yeah, obviously they got a heck of a club over there. They got everything going for them. You know, they got players who can play in and out, first line to fourth line. So you can take a lot of it just from being if you want to be a fan, if you want to be a scout, whatever. You can see how they play, how they buy in, you know, their face-off plays, everything. You can kind of take, even if we want to take a little bit of from their standpoint, but to see how everything works for them. They're shooting everything, you know, they get 50 shots a night. So just little things like that. Obviously, they got a well program. So just little things for us that we can take to help us out to, you know, hopefully come back next year and come meet them again and change the tide.
Yeah, it's a seven seed versus a number one. Next year, do you think you guys have the ability to, you know, get up in the standings? It's been since 2010 since this team was, you know, a home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Is that something that, as you look to move into year three with head coach Lattery and obviously a second year as Chase's captain, that, you know, you think is an achievable goal?
Yeah, I think we're kind of talking about that at the end of the year. Just the guys coming back. Even a big guy like Cabe, 16-year-old, you know, he's playing top minutes, and as a rookie, that's just coming in for next year to be so much better. And you know, we have such a young D core that's going to next year be one more year older and just that much more experienced. Same with our offense. Seems like we always have a little bit of rookies, and so if we all come back ready to go and right off the bat, I think we have a pretty good chance of, you know, changing the tide for everything. Whether that be, you know, I haven't really set goals yet or anything, but we're looking forward to it, obviously, and us rookies are pretty excited to come back for sure.
And last one for you. Other than, obviously, the overtime goal from Landon Gross, what's one thing that's going to stand out to you about this playoff run?
Yeah, obviously, the three games in Canmore, you know, I've, especially from hearing what happened the past few years about us and kind of everyone doubting us out, it's kind of nice to be the underdog and kind of do that right to them. So I think that sweep against Canmore would be pretty something special to remember for a lot. But yeah, I think just overall, staying in Canmore, you know, coming to the rink every single day in playoffs, it's just a different vibe in the room and just the belief that we had, and everyone seemed to buy in. It seemed like we had a new team come playoffs, and that's exactly what we wanted right away, and hopefully we can, you know, take that into next year and start building off of game one.